Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Sam Grass in Atlanta, Georgia. Today is April the 28th, and with me is Bonnie Jo.
Oh,
I'm going to say Bonnie Jean.
It's Mary Jo.
Mary Jo.
Man, that is a great start.
Well, you know, we get it out right now. Bonnie Jo. How'd I do that?
Bonnie's our guest.
No, Bonnie's our guest. That's right.
There you go. Mary Jo. Good morning,
okay,
Sam.
Let's start again. Today's April the 28th, and with me in the studio is Mary Jo.
Hi, Sam.
And Lee. Good morning.
Good morning. How are things in your world, Sam?
Just normal.
Just normal.
Absolutely fine and normal.
Every day's a party.
Every day is like this. That's exactly right. And that's why I don't get upset. It's just the way it is. Get used to it.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's get into the show, and hopefully we won't have any miscues there. Joining us today is Bonnie Dobbs. Bonnie is a insurance agent that specializes in Medicare insurance. So we are going to have a great show. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's just normal.
I just want to give Bonnie a special thank you. She raced from the doctor herself this morning all the way in Marietta, down 75, over 285, up 400 to get to us. And we really appreciate it. And I know she's going to have some good information for our listeners today.
And thank you for having me this morning.
You're so welcome.
Let's begin, as we always do, Bonnie. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how did you get to be a Medicare insurance specialist?
Well, it started in 2008. I got my insurance license, and I had the great idea that I was going to become a health insurance agent in the Atlanta area. And literally the month I passed my test, my ex-father-in-law, we found out, had dementia and was put into a senior living facility, and they were in Roanoke. Well, what I found my life looking like for the next year was 1 month we would be in Atlanta, and the next month we would be in Roanoke because we were swapping off months with my ex's brother, helping take care of mom and dad. And the first thing I noticed whenever I went in is some families would come in and say that, you know, they don't know what they would do without their insurance because it paid for all their medical bills. The next family would come in and say they were going to have to sell the farm because the medical bills weren't paid. They didn't have a good plan. And I thought I was going to be everybody's hero and come to their rescue. And I was like, show me your plan. I'll help you with this. That's probably one of the most humbling experiences I've ever had, because I found out immediately that Medicare insurance doesn't look very much at all like health insurance for those people under 65. There's a lot of different rules that apply for Medicare eligible clients. And there's also some rules that do not apply for Medicare insurance. And everybody thinks that, it is. Medicare is a national program. However, it differs state to state, county to county, and some plans even zip code to zip code. And then to create more confusion, every year the plans change. I'm contracted with about 20 companies. I have to test every year and pass a test to work for that company. So the normal person, there's no way anybody could learn this. And if they do, I would love for them to come and partner with me.
Okay, Bonnie, we're talking off the air, and you know that I have some background in much the same as you. So let's clarify. I certainly agree when you say that it's varies from state to state, county to county, and the plans change. But let's define that. Mm-hmm. The Medicare plan, as provided by Social Security. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
What is that? What does it cover? How does one obtain it? And how does it change?
And when do you start? Because I'm not quite 65, but I want to not just fall over myself when it does happen. So,
okay, that's a really good question.
And lots of questions rolled in.
Yes.
There.
Well, whenever I started, I had a total misconception about what Medicare actually pays, because I thought, like most people, that when you turn 65. And you had Medicare paid for everything.
You didn't. That's right. You had no more out-of-pocket expense.
That's right. You're done.
Surprise,
you're good to go.
Surprise.
So what really happens?
Okay. So what really happens is you work all during your life, and you have to work for 10 years or 40 quarters, and you pay into something called FICA, F-I-C-A taxes. I'm sure you've all seen them take that out of your paycheck. If you're self-employed, hopefully you pay it. Once you've paid in for 10 years or 40 quarters.
Do they have to be consecutive?
Nope.
No.
They do not have to be consecutive. It's just a cumulative, okay? Then you are fully vested, okay? And what that means is that doesn't mean they're going to pay all of your medical bills, nor your drugs. That pays 80% of hospitals, doctors, whatever, okay? Part A is for hospitals. Part B is for, well, the easiest way to think about it is Part A is everything in a hospital. Part B is everything out of a hospital, okay? That just simplifies it without going down a checklist item by item. Excuse me. So when people qualify for that when they're 65, or if you're under 65 and you become disabled, you also qualify. Once you get Medicare, most people don't want to take that financial risk of owing that much money in the event they do have a medical issue.
And what you're speaking of there is the 20%
increases most every year. This is all coming straight out of my head. Okay. So
don't hold her to dollars and cents.
Well, last year it was $1,216. This year it's $1,260. So there is an increase. And what that means is that Part A, that deductible is quarterly. So if you didn't have any insurance and you went into the hospital in January, even if you stay for one day, they're going to hit you up for that deductible, $1,260 this year. Then you go back in the hospital in May, another $1,260.
Really?
Okay.
So it's really more like $5,000 annually.
Well,
Only if you use it.
And only if you use it every quarter.
Yeah. Only if you use it and if you use it every quarter. So, oftentimes when people do become elderly, they are in the hospital sometimes, a couple of times a year, but just know without any other type of coverage, okay, you have a $1,260 quarterly for your Part A. Part B is $147, and that's annual, okay? And then you get to pay the additional 20% on top of that. So because nobody wants to take on that much financial exposure, the federal government created something called Advantage Plans and Supplement Plans with a standalone drug plan. Those are the two ways you can get it. Number one, you can get Medicare insurance from an Advantage Plan, or the other way to get it is to get a supplement plan and a standalone drug plan.
Are those kind of the same?
No, they're totally different in the way that they pay and the way that you use them. Okay. Some people do not get a supplement plan. They just get a drug plan.
Cough?
It's okay.
Excuse me.
And what we want to define too. as Bonnie is taking a drink here, we need to define clearly the difference between an advantage plan and a supplement plan. And they are entirely two different situations.
Absolutely.
So let's begin there. It's important. And I'm going to do this. This shows my age from a chronological standpoint. Let's talk about supplement first because they were the first plans available. And then let's go to the Advantage plan and we'll describe what the differences are at that point.
Sure, sure. And it's easier to understand a supplement plan because to qualify for a supplement plan, you must be entitled to Part A, which means that you have worked your 10 years or 40 quarters, mm-hmm. and you must be enrolled in Part B. You don't enroll in Part B until you turn 65, or if your employer is paying for your employer insurance, as long as it's equivalent or exceeds Medicare's requirements, you can put off enrolling in Part B until you retire.
So, what are those supplement plans? How do they mesh and fold into Medicare?
Just to repeat first, so you got to be 65. You have to be enrolled in Part
entitled to Part A
and enrolled in Part B, and then now we're at supplement plans.
And now we're at supplement. Okay. So because most people don't want to take on the financial exposure of the deductibles and the other 20%, they purchase a supplement plan, because the supplement plan is a plan that you do have a monthly premium. When you first become Medicare eligible, whether it's by turning 65 or you have just retired and from employer coverage, that is the one time you can get on any supplement plan available without any underwriting. And that's very, very important because supplement plans, thereafter, you have to qualify for medically. The other time would be a special election period when you would be able to qualify with no medical underwriting.
Okay. So what's that window, Bonnie? What's the window? When you retire, there's a window of time or something when you retire?
Let's get to that in just a minute, because actually write that down so I can tell people, because there's different rules for that too.
Okay.
Last evening, I wrote a policy for a gentleman. He and his wife moved from Pennsylvania to Atlanta. He was on an Advantage plan. When he moved out of his service area to Atlanta, he qualified through a SEP or special election for a supplement plan. Because they're older now and they are having some medical issues, they moved near their children, so we put him on a supplement plan. So the plan that we put him on will take care of all of the, both of the deductibles and the entire 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. So it's easy to create a budget whenever you get a supplement plan because you have fixed cost. You know how much money you're going to pay each month, and that entitles you to go to any doctor, hospital, any provider in the United States at no additional cost.
All right, clarity. Who administers the Medicare Part A, Part B, and who administers the supplement plans?
What do you mean?
Medicare Part B, Part A, Part B is typically administered by the federal government. They contract it, but supplement plans are standalone insurance policies, correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. So what you do is you combine your Medicare that's provided by what you contributed, and then your Part B is Part B is not free. Mm-hmm. When you become, let's talk about that for a second. When you become Medicare eligible, either by turning 65 or retiring, what, or if you become disabled, okay, then they deduct, they being Social Security, okay, because usually they will take this right from your Social Security check. They deduct for 2014 and 15, it was $104.90. So Part B is not free. You just don't start paying that until you become Medicare eligible. So the Part A and Part B, that's Medicare is a federal program, and then a supplement is through private insurance companies you purchase.
But Part B is deducted from your Social Security check once you start it?
It's deducted from your Social Security check, or they will deduct it from your checking, from a checking or savings account, okay, if you're not drawing it yet. So,
so if somebody doesn't know this, they just don't.
Let me tell you, the general population can't possibly know this. Bonnie's shaking her head. I've spent 23 years in this, and the minutiae out there is incredible. And I don't know how any one person, in fact, I don't believe any one person knows all the ins and outs of it.
I've never met anybody that knows as much as I do. And I'm not saying that to, you know, toot my own horn, but every year I spend a tremendous amount of time reading that Medicare and You book. And I do presentations and series on it, but every bit of information that I get is straight from the CMS, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid, the book that everybody gets. But what I do is I take that information, and it's almost like reading Greek, and I try to simplify it to the least common denominator so a child could understand something very confusing, but you have to segment it out and dish it out in small portions because it's so overwhelming, because it's so vast.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's get back.
Okay, so again, what does the supplement plan cover? If you purchase a supplement plan, what does it cover? What are the benefits, and who pays the cost?
Okay, first of all, supplement plans, okay, to confuse you, okay. Different states offer different supplement plans, so not all plans are available in all states, okay? And then another little gotcha in there is if you're living, say, in Georgia and you move to another state, they may not offer that plan, but once you buy a plan, whatever state you're in, that plan's good regardless of where you move.
Okay.
Do I need to repeat that?
No.
That's good.
That's easily understood.
Okay.
Insurance is not regulated on a federal level. Insurance is regulated on the state level. That's the part of the problem in the insurance industry is that insurance companies have to meet, in theory, 50 different sets of regulations. So supplement being private insurance, which you go out and buy, it's regulated on the state level. And just what you said, if you cross state lines, that it's typically portable if you cross state lines.
Let me throw that in too. Medicare insurance, unlike regular insurance in the past, once you get a policy, the only way you can ever lose that policy is from not payment, okay, from not making the monthly payments. So you'll never lose it because you're too sick or whatever, okay? As long as you make your payments, you're good. You'll never be uprated or singled out, okay? So if there's a rate increase, it's across a region. Everybody gets the same percentage.
And that's just Part B, because Part A, there's
no... No, I'm talking about supplements. I'm talking about supplements right now.
Gotcha. Okay.
So with that being said, supplements are like A, B, C, F, M, K, L, N is a big one. G is a big one. But depending on what state you are, depends on which one of those specific plans is available to you. I'm an agent in Georgia and Florida, so Florida offers some that Georgia doesn't, and vice versa. Okay, and not all of the companies are in all of the states.
Because all the companies aren't licensed to sell insurance in all the states.
Okay, well, let's talk about what we can do, though, what we can't do.
But a lot of it is about what you can't
do.
Can't do with Medicare. Okay. That's the reason why I was saying with Medicare, it's some of the things are not like under 65 health insurance, and some of the things are better that you can do. So it's just, you know, it's a lot to keep up with. So whenever you get a supplement plan, though, a supplement plan states exactly what it pays for. Like some of them
give us some examples,
pay for everything, like the doctor, the hospital, give you a certain amount of time in rehab, home health, durable medical equipment, whereas a couple of the plans have an annual deductible. Some of the plans only pay 50%. Some of them pay 75%. Some of them pay 100%. So if you're not confused by now, just go open up any Medicare new book.
Yeah. Well, again, the issue there is a supplement plan basically is designed to cover the non-covered approved amounts of Medicare.
And yes,
that's okay. And that's typically what it does. Now, there's variations in there. You just said some Medicare supplement plans only cover 50%. So in short, they cover 50% of the 20% that wasn't covered at the Medicare.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's right. But that's too much in the weeds. So those are old, I don't want to say old, but those are the historically older type of coverages when it comes to coverage over, when it comes to, I don't know, I want to use supplement, but that's not the right word. When it comes to plans that fold into Medicare, okay?
Yes.
All right, let's go to the Advantage plans.
Okay. Well, let me say one thing about a supplement plan, okay? With a supplement plan, you have to get a standalone drug plan because a supplement plan is for everything medical. Sorry about that.
And at one time, our government or Social Security or whoever the
regulating body
didn't believe that medical drugs were part of medical treatment.
Yeah, go figure. So whenever you get a supplement plan, you have to purchase a standalone drug plan.
Well, now you don't have to. You should.
But it's a good idea.
Cool. Okay. I could pay my prescription cost out of pocket, right?
Yeah, and I'm really glad that you brought this up.
Okay.
Because if you don't, let's talk about penalties for a second. Okay.
Geez.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start with, well, we're going to back up just one second here. Let's talk about Part B penalty, okay? Part B, if you do not enroll in Part B when you first become Medicare eligible, whether that's turning 65 or whether that's you're under 65 and on disability or you're past 65 and working for an employer who provides your insurance, if you don't enroll in Part B, you get penalized, and the penalty for it is 10% per year, and it's for the rest of your life. It's not a one-shot deal. So right now, it'd be 10% of $147.90, okay? So that can add up if you don't do it. I have had people do this.
And I've got to ask, that why? Why is it that they're going to penalize me for not spending taxpayer dollars?
I wish I knew that, because you know how people always scream at the messenger? Well, okay. I'm the messenger that tells people about or explains to them about penalties. This makes no sense, because some people don't want to start having that $104.90 taken out.
Some people are in a financial position that they don't need it and they don't want the government. So why does the government force them?
Yeah. I don't know. It gets worse, though.
I know. Okay.
Because if you don't get a Part D for drugs, okay, you get penalized 1% per month, and that's for the rest of your life.
So you have to enroll or you're penalized in a drug coverage. I didn't know that.
Okay. Yes, in drugs. So Part B as in baby, okay. Part B you have to enroll in, and Part D you have to enroll in whenever you become Medicare eligible.
Okay. Part D is drugs.
So, yeah, Part D is for the drugs. The family that I did last night, they're like in their late 80s or early 90s, and they never have had a drug plan because they've always been extremely healthy. The children are making them get a drug plan at this point in their life, and their monthly penalty is going to be like $30 or $40-something dollars on top of whatever, you know,
Because So when they enrolled in the plan, that they don't waive the past premium, the past penalty, then
ever, and that
I'd love to have a business this way.
That's
exactly. Why can't we do this, Lee? Why can't you continue to charge shows that
I do.
You continue to charge it. Do they continue to pay?
No, well,
see,
they don't.
See, the government's got a way that you got to continue to pay.
Well, if you can print your own money, yeah. I think you have certain kind of luxuries.
Yeah. So, So, whenever I tell people, I'll say, "So you're going to have to pay a penalty, you know, on your Part B for as long as you live, because that's how long you're going to have Part B or Part D."
You're not going to believe this, but we've still got like 5 minutes. But I want you to explain Advantage, and I also want to say, if you have Medicare, do you just have Medicare, or do you have to pick a company? Don't you have?
You have to decide if you want to have an Advantage plan or supplement standalone drug.
And those are typically by.
And then it gets more finite and finite. You have to go then by state, where you live, what your lifestyle is. What meds you're on. There's a lot more involved in just saying, oh yeah, this is what I want. Okay, I'm going to try to talk about Advantage plans as quickly as possible, because Advantage is a little bit more difficult for people to understand. As a rule, if you do have a monthly premium, it's low. And whenever I say low, it could be $30, $50, $70, $90. Okay, there's some companies that have been offering Advantage plans with a monthly premium for several years now. However, there's so many plans available that you really probably can get one that doesn't have a monthly premium. If you don't have a monthly, I mean, whether or not you have a monthly premium or not, then you do have co-pays, co-insurance, maximum out-of-pocket. A maximum out-of-pocket is not the same thing as a deductible. It works the opposite way as a deductible, which I guess we'll have to go through that at another time. Advantage plans usually have the drug plan built right into it, so you don't have to get two plans. And up until this year, Advantage plans offered other benefits like a vision, dental, maybe gym membership. But now the vision and the dental is not like regular insurance, because what they normally do is they would charge you a copay for if you went to the doctor to get your eyes examined, and then maybe give you anywhere from $50 to $200 toward a pair of glasses. Well, that's awesome. The dental has always been two cleanings per year, one exam and one x-rays. So that's not a lot, but still it's something. Every time you hear on the news, they're talking about Medicare cuts, they're always usually referring to Medicare Advantage plans. However, I'll have to come back on another time and talk about what they're trying to do with supplement plans, because they're trying to impose fees, charges, etc. on those.
Okay, so you said you purchase a supplement plan. Is it Advantage, but don't you have to purchase an Advantage plan?
No, you can do one or the other.
I understand that.
Yeah. Advantage plans, some of them come with a monthly premium, okay, and some of them don't. The majority of them do not have a monthly premium, but what they do have is co-pays, co-insurance. Last year and this year, I saw deductibles on the drug portion, which I hadn't seen in the past, but that's another Medicare cut, and then also some on the medical this year.
How do they make any money if there's not premiums on it, though?
Because you got this is the way they do that. Anytime, okay, and the way I get paid, okay, first of all, I don't charge a consultation fee. Whenever I get paid, or whenever I enroll someone, the federal government contracts with private insurance. The federal government pays private insurance. Private insurance contracts with field agents like myself or brokers, and they pay me. So the federal government pays the insurance companies, and they in turn pay me.
Okay, that's where we have to we've got to clarify. And it took me a while to kind of get my hands around the concept of Advantage plans and supplements. Pure Medicare stand, forget about supplement, forget about Advantage, is a federal managed, funded, and technically administered program. That's not absolutely, but that's the way it's supposed to be. In essence, I enroll in Medicare. I go, I have a claim. That claim goes to the federal government. The federal government says, we pay this amount, and I get a check from the federal government. That's not the way it works, but that's the way it's in theory. Okay? Then the supplement plans came along, which were to offset the out-of-pockets. Those are underwritten by private companies. They charge a premium. They have underwriting standards. They have risk. Everything associated with insurance goes right along with that. Okay. Now, the Advantage plan is a little bit different than that. Can you explain what is the Advantage plan? That's what we need to clarify. What's the Advantage plan, and as it compares to Medicare, as it compares to the supplement plans?
Okay. Advantage plans have to offer exactly what Medicare does. It has to be Medicare equivalent, but they always offer more benefits. An example, if you were to go into the hospital and you only had your Medicare, just strictly Medicare, okay, it would cost you $1,260 just to go in, whether you're in there a day or a week, okay? With the Advantage plans, last year and this year, it's about $250 to $395 for one day. So do you want to get an Advantage plan that you wouldn't have a monthly premium and you would have so much less out of pocket?
So how does the Advantage companies make money if they don't charge a premium?
Yeah, that was my question.
Okay. Remember I said the federal government contracts with private insurance companies. So whenever they do that, whenever I enroll somebody, the federal money dumps money into the insurance companies.
There you go. So what happens, these insurance companies assume the risk, the administrative liability for the same amount of money that Medicare would have reimbursed you directly for, and they manage it according to that.
I don't think that's just exactly the way it is. I think that the federal government, and somebody has told me what amounts are, but I'm not going to repeat them because I'm not sure and I don't ever want to say anything unless I'm absolute or pretty darn near absolute. The federal government dumps money into the insurance company, okay? The insurance companies take the risk. So if this person's healthy, they win. If this person's really sick, they lose. Okay. But it's a set amount of money. But if you didn't get an Advantage plan, it's not like the federal government's going to put that money into your account.
No. I wasn't. No. That's not what I meant. You said it properly. The private insurance companies assume the risk for the coverage and the administrative cost, and the federal government, and this is not true, but kind of washes their hands of it and say, Mr. Grass Company, here's your money. You make the people who are enrolled in Medicare under your plan, you make it work now.
That's true. And so because the federal government, I'm sure, would like these people off their payroll
you take away, even if you don't worry about the risk, the administration cost has got to be somewhere around 8 to 9% of the whole program. And you stop and think about the cost of Medicare in the probably close to trillions of dollars. How much money in administration is there?
Let's get back to the patient side of it, though. Yeah. Why would I buy a supplemental plan if the Advantage plan doesn't have any premiums attached to it? Wouldn't that make more sense?
Depending on what plan you get, supplement plan,
it might cover more.
You have fixed costs. You have flexibility that you can go to any doctor or any provider in the U.S. With an Advantage plan. And I'm glad you brought this up. With an Advantage plan, they are service area specific. Okay? So even if you get a regional PPO, that would mean that's good in the state of Georgia, but it doesn't mean it's good if you go over into Alabama. With all Advantage plans, you can go to any provider only if it's an emergency. Mm-hmm. So if it's an emergency and you're out of your specific service area, it must be an emergency in order for the plan to pay for it. Otherwise, you get to foot the whole cost.
Okay.
And there is a possibility on Advantage plans that the premiums change from year to year.
Well, there aren't any premiums on Advantage.
Not all of them. Even if not all of them are set up that way.
But the what I see is the out-of-pocket has gone through the roof in the past few years, number one. Number two, your co-pays, like some in the past, it wasn't a big deal if you got to go to your primary for free and then there was a cost. Now, I see primaries anywhere from $25 to $30 a month. I mean, some of them still may be less than that. I think there is one plan, come to think about it, that still does have a no cost for the primary, but $50 for a specialist.
It's a copay. Okay. Yeah. But to really simplify it, though, because we're running out of time anyway.
Sure.
You know enough that if someone calls you, and the consult is free, yes. That if they'll tell you a little bit about their needs, you can point them in the best direction.
Well, I only get paid if they enroll through me. So if someone would... if someone is interested, if someone's turning 65, if they're getting ready to retire, if they just moved, I can help them. And I always
enroll in the basic also? Or do they?
No, they have. Well, I can help guide them and tell them how to do that.
Okay, good.
Of course, you know, we're never allowed to do anything because of HIPAA and, you know, and all that. But I've just done this for so long.
I mean, you can help them decide whether, and they can enroll with you into an Advantage plan or into a supplement plan.
And which one is best for them based on their needs and what's going on with
that
them.
That was my question.
Yes, I can. And there's a lot of stuff that happens in the front end of this that if you don't do it, then you get penalized. So my whole goal is to, number one, make sure none of my clients get a penalty. And number two, that... it's so simple because I just have you do one thing at a time. So you feel like you go from regular insurance into Medicare and it's smooth as silk and you learn along the way so you don't make mistakes and they're costly.
Yeah.
Yeah. The summary of this and again, between you and I, we're looking at probably 30 plus years is that it's complicated and every situation is unique. Every family or individual's tolerance for risk is different. And it should be assessed, and there should be someone knowledgeable to lead the layperson through it. And, you know, if the listening audience knows, I mean, I'll be honest with you. When it comes to me, I don't know if I could get I know I couldn't. I know I could not get through
it. Well, the bottom line is, if you're approaching 65, you need to call Bonnie Dobbs. Can we give him your cell phone, Bonnie?
Sure, you can give my cell phone. And also, I do speaking engagements, and, you know, be more than happy to come out.
Give our listening audience your contact information.
Sure. My telephone number is 770-655-2275. And I do answer my phone.
She does. I can attest to it.
And I prefer to give me a call. I do not like a bunch of emails in the beginning. Whenever we get down to some nitty-gritty stuff, then we email. But I don't have time for people just to send me emails and me answer them. So if you have a question, please feel free to give me a call. Like I say, there's no consultation fee because the federal government, at the end of the day, pays my salary.
Wow.
Is there a website they could go to? Do you have a website?
No, haven't. I don't have a website. I just provide very personalized
That's
service.
Awesome. That
we appreciate that, Bonnie.
Yeah.
Again, Bonnie Dobbs, she is a Medicare insurance specialist. She can be reached at 770-655-2275 and or email Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, Dobbs, D-O-B-B-S, at gmail.com.
Also, you can hear this radio show somewhere, Sam, right?
Well, I'm getting there.
Oh, sorry.
Bonnie, we thank you for being our guest. Obviously, you need to come back because there's more and more information to be had, and people need to have someone guide them through there. So we'll extend the open invitation to come back maybe in the fall just before you start making Medicare elective decisions. How's that sound?
That sounds good. Thank you very much, Sam, for having me today.
Great. We want to once again thank Bonnie. We thank you listeners for being with us today, and we want to remind you that you can always listen to a broadcast or rebroadcast of today's show at eugeriaradio.com. And as we always do, we want to close and say that if the youth of this nation is its greatest natural resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you, and God bless.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.